Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We should rename the show Ultimate Gunsmith Show, John. What do you think?
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. The Ultimate Gunsmith Show.
Anything, you know, with more testosterone driven, yeah. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
So it is the 14th of September, Dan. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
Hunting season starts tomorrow. Woohoo!
Now, we just had a thing came up the other day.
Uh-oh.
In one of our meetings. Is it the Independence Hunt or is it the Liberty Hunt that starts?
Liberty Hunt is coming up soon. It's just a...
What's the Independence Hunt? Where people who have...
impaired can hunt. Yeah, and they're...
What do they call that? Independence Hunt is what he said.
Well, could be.
Because you can go out...
I don't have the book in front of me. They were real slow on the book this year. They still haven't put a book out for us to have, because it's a field book. It's a small book you keep in your pocket when you're in the field. When you're bored, you can flip through it and double-check your rules and laws.
Make sure you're in compliance.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, you almost have to be a legal scholar now to go in the woods with a gun in your hand.
Yeah.
But it's tomorrow small game season starts, and it's when the official kick off of hunting season, you know.
You weren't necessarily talking deer. You were just hunting season.
Just hunting season. Small game. Rabbit, squirrel, that kind of stuff. And
coyotes already good.
But this time of year, we always try to get out there and squirrel hunt right off the bat. You kill more mosquitoes than anything else, and then you have to deal with a lot of leaves. So it's hard to squirrel hunt in this weather. It really is. I mean, they're all over the roads. You'd be better off walking on the road trying to kill squirrels, but that's illegal. So you have to be in the woods.
What if you have a slingshot?
Well, you can go at them with a slingshot, but, you know, I haven't had very good luck with slingshots.
What kind of ammo do you use?
I use the ball bearings that are about a quarter of an inch wide, maybe a little bigger.
Yeah, and a wrist bracket.
3/8 of an inch. Yeah, those are good.
Will that take one down?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You can do it with a BB with a slingshot.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got those cool slingshots now with, I don't know why we're talking about this, but we got the cool ones with the baby nipples in them that they came up in like 1978.
Yeah.
And they're still good. They still work good. It's just hard finding the baby nipples anymore. You know, everybody's got a new plan. I don't know what it is, but they don't look like they used to. So, anyways, and they come back and smack you in the face.
Gunsmith Show, talking about baby nipples.
Well, we're talking about baby bottle nipples. But
baby
now,
bottle, that's what I meant.
I will just quit talking about that. Now, it's going to be 84 degrees today. It's a little warm for hunting. So, you know, tomorrow's not going to be any better. It's going to be more cloudy tomorrow. So maybe tomorrow will be better. But 60-degree mornings, I'll take them all year long. I love this weather. I absolutely love this weather. If you got to turn the air conditioning down for a few hours in the afternoon, so be it. I just wish the mosquitoes weren't so doggone bad. And hunters, protect yourself. If you're going out in the woods, wear some bug spray, you know, put some DEET on, do something so that you're not getting bit up. Cause we're hearing about these reports, even the dogs, you know, where
ticks are bad this year too.
Telling everybody to make sure you keep your dogs on all your preventative medicines for the fall season, especially if you have, you know, hunting breeds like my beautiful chocolate lab turned, turned 4 Wednesday, and my wife says he turned 3. So I don't know.
You gonna take him out in the woods?
He's
a little spastic still, isn't he?
He's pretty good. He stays close. He minds well. He's come around well. You know, he's with me almost 24/7.
Yeah.
So I've never brought him in here though. I probably should. But last thing I want him doing is getting scared and barking while we're on the radio. You know, but he's a good boy. He's a good but big dog, 103-pound chocolate lab.
Yeah.
And he's way too tall. He's just a huge animal.
Yeah.
It's a beast. He knocks everything over in the house, even me.
Oh, hi, Dad. Tail's wagging. There goes a boss.
He's just a big dog, man.
Yeah.
Just a big dog. Short-haired lab, though, so he's not one of them big, furry English labs. He's an American lab.
American.
So, American lab. It's the only kind of lab to have. No, I do miss my English lab. But anyways, dogs are wonderful this time of year. You get out in the field and spend some time with them. Remember to get your hunting license. Don't forget to do that. But I do have an update, Nano, from MCRGO, our good friends at Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. We had a net gain this past month. Our September 1st report is that... CPL holders, which is concealed pistol license holders in Michigan, went up by the number 206 last month. Now, we expected an August slowdown, and we got it. It wasn't negative. You know, we didn't have more people die or lose their license than what we gained.
So that's a net number, 206. That's a net number.
We netted 206 over our number from July.
So that takes account attrition and new members.
Yes. So
it's a net number.
It's
not
a net number. There you go.
Gotcha.
So, and we expected that. Now, what we're also expecting, and it's really forecasted, is because of this election season, we know that a very large increase is expected for September, October, and November. We're just expecting it. Right now, Michigan is sitting at 847,746 CPL holders. And through my months of research and development and R&D and real hardcore studying the numbers.
Data analysis. He's a data analyst.
I'm an analyst, but sometimes pronounced differently.
Analyst,
but,
yeah.
But anyways. Wait. So we got
I threw that up for you.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Then you made me hit it.
And you hit it right out of the park, you did. So the good thing is throughout all that data, we've realized that we are at about 25 and 30% of eligible Michiganders to have CPLs already have them. And the numbers are climbing because we know that the bookings for CPL classes are way up. And if you can get involved, they got it now at Williams. They're doing them on Wednesdays.
I was gonna ask you if they've seen that increase.
Oh yeah, and they've added more classes. You've got USCCA working these classes all over Michigan. MCRGO is working the classes all over Michigan. And good things are happening. So with new highs month to month going forward, I'm excited. And I do say, for God's sakes, join MCRGO. It's only like $20-$25 bucks a year. Go to mcrgo.org and join. You'll get monthly updates on a lot of good things going on. And, you know, last weekend we just had Imlay City, the Woods and Water Days, you know, out there, the big event. And it's always so packed, I never go. I don't like crowds that big, even though they're good crowds. I just, I'm not there yet with my knees where I can work a crowd for that many hours, you know, and stand in line.
You're not
going
to let it hold you back from the Lapeer Gun and Knife Show, though.
No, because I'll be behind a table at Lapeer Gun and Knife Show.
All right.
So, which is because
there'll be a lot of people out there as
well. Oh, yeah. That's the 11th and the 12th. And I bring a stool. I have my good boots on.
All right.
I'm comfortable.
Do you have one of those rubber mats that you can stand on when you're standing?
Every now and then I'll throw a cardboard box down, but there's not much time.
Yeah.
Because you're so busy, before you know it, it's over with.
Yeah.
You've been dealing with good people all day long, asking questions and answering questions, and you know, everybody's coming by with a gun to show you what they got for sale, and selling your goods and the things that you have on the table. It's a ton of fun. And, of course, Mel will be around, the owner of the show. So looking forward to that. That's 11th and 12th, Friday and Saturday of October coming up. So there's just a ton of good stuff going on this time of year. I love it. I wish it wasn't an election year, but every 4 years we go through this cycle, you know. And it kind of it's upsetting. I don't sleep very good at night right now, but I do have to say, please get out and vote. If you haven't registered, do what you have to get registered. If it's not too late, I don't think it is at this point.
No.
And, you know, some states are already voting. So we're not here yet, I don't believe. But get out and do your diligence as an American and vote. And vote your conscience and vote the way you feel you need to. But I urge you to really strongly consider voting pro-gun all the way. We cannot lose these gun rights. It is one of our most important freedoms. The right of free speech, which puts us on the air right now. They're not in here unplugging us yet, but they've already taken our AM away. This show was on AM for a long, long time, and they've diminished our ability to have AM because it just made it tougher and tougher.
That was more just a
financial thing.
Economic thing.
Yeah, but it still hurts. You know, it cuts deep.
Yeah. Things change.
I get more people stop me and say, how can we not on AM anymore?
Yeah.
I said, well, show me an AM station I can broadcast on.
You remember Sharon Bradburn?
Oh, yeah.
She listens to US now. We do our Seize the Deal over there.
Yep.
And I was talking about the Lions from last week.
Yeah.
How great that game was.
Yeah.
She was there first row.
Oh, my goodness.
In the,
her and John?
In the end zone. Her son came up from Florida.
Wow.
Her son took her, had a sign made. They got on, they were on TV. Yeah. They had, it was, she said it was a
that's
thrill.
Great.
Quite a game.
They're just, good folks. I've met them a couple times.
They're fantastic. Yeah.
Tom and Sam, John, their son, and they're good folks, man.
Did you see the, Mr. Swift, Travis Kelsen, his brother, his brother just retired.
Yeah.
And he tweeted about watching that game with that final drive.
Yeah.
And he said, my adrenaline was pumping so much I didn't get sleep for 2 hours.
Oh, I bet.
I had a hard time sleeping then. I didn't even think about that, but I watched the whole game.
I didn't have a hard time sleeping because I worked a golf outing all day long that day.
I guess.
I left at 7 in the morning.
Yep.
I got home at 5 in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And I left the golf outing before it was over with.
Okay.
And
whipped you, yeah.
I slept for 5 hours, woke up, forgot about the game, and then turned it on, found it on the radio, and caught the last two plays of the game.
Oh, man.
And I was, at least I heard them win.
It
was overtime and you pushed to that last yard.
Yeah, because you were, it was looking grim.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It was looking grim.
Some people had already given up.
and I didn't. I kept, my wife did. She went to bed and I was like, eh. You know, and that final.
So then
draft,
I was up.
Yeah.
You know, I was up till 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning.
But that's what happened to me, too.
Yeah, I couldn't get into sleep. They won. First game, you know, at home. So it was exciting. It's good to see winning happening here in Michigan. And the Tigers are even coming on strong right now, too.
Yeah, they are.
They're doing good. They're
end
in
of
contention
the season.
A little bit. So.
Yeah, might make a wild card berth.
Yeah, that would be great. So I think we were talking about radio and good friends in radio and stuff. I was at that golf outing I was at for the Knights of Columbus out in Montrose.
Yep.
I had several people come up to me saying, hey, you're on US 103 now. That's awesome. What a great station.
I've got the app
on my phone. I listen to it all the time because it is. The music is so doggone good.
Oh, it is great.
Yeah. And it is a good station. So we're glad to be here. Thanks for listening to us this morning. That's the important part. Thank you for being here with us.
And keep it right here because we're coming back.
We'll be back.
It's the Gunsmith Show right
here. We got guns to talk about. All new guns today.
All beautiful.
All new guns. And you're going to like some of this stuff. It's exciting.
It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. We're back right after this.